What's going on, everyone? Thanks for joining us for another game cast. I am your host, or one of your hosts, Kenny, and with me is Tess.
Hello, everybody.
And today we have a solid episode for you. Actually, I know that doesn't really mean a whole lot because I say that all the time. Like, we have a great show. But I think we do. I think the last few episodes have been great. I think we've been, you know, the chemistry has been there. We have some really cool topics. So I expect the same thing. I know that you might not mean anything to you, because obviously, if this is your first episode, well, awesome, you know, because this is going to be a good episode for you. If it's not your first episode, just know that we are improving, and that's why you're back. So.
Exactly. Not because you feel bad for us.
Exactly. Exactly. And if you do, I have PayPal, you know, if you really feel bad, you know, you can slide, you know, slide some ducats. Anyway, so, yeah, we have a great cast today. We have a lot of cool stuff to talk about. But first, we would like to open up with things that's been happening, with us this week. And for me, not a whole lot this week. I did buy, so I do this thing where, if I see a movie that I hear is good, that reviewed very well on Rotten Tomatoes and stuff like that, I'll look out for it. Especially now with COVID, you can't go to the theater, and so they'll have like the digital versions of the movies available sooner than you know normal. And I saw the movie Love and Monsters, and I had heard about it a lot, and I saw the trailers for it, and I thought it was good, and it was on sale recently, and it was one of those things where, like, I feel like I'm not going to buy a film if I haven't seen it unless it's cheap enough. And the reason why I say that is because I did this thing where, like, I bought a film or I rented a film. It was, like, I think $5 or something like that. And it turned out to be good. And then I was like, you know what? I want to own it.
Yeah.
And it was, like, you know, $10 or whatever. And I was like, dang, I spent $15 on this movie when I could have spent $10. And so
I know, don't you get mad at that?
Exactly. I'm like, dang it, if I just could have somehow not paid the first amount. So anyways, I was like, you know what? It's in that ballpark where I'm like, if it's bad, I'm not too upset because I didn't pay a lot. But if it's good and I rented it and I had to pay more, I'm a feel away. And so I went ahead and bought it. It's like, you know what? Let's just do it. Turns out the movie's really good. If you like, if you like Zombieland or something in the vein of Zombieland, it's there, but I feel like it's written a little bit more. Zombieland was way more about the jokes, and while this is kind of a, it is a comedy, it's more about this coming of age story, and it's, you know, there is a romantic, you know, story wrapped up in there, but it's not. Let me see. It's not like Transformers romantic where like you really don't care. Like you, I don't care about this dude with Wiki and his girlfriend. I really don't. I only care about the giant robots.
Like six girlfriends.
Right. But like, it's just, it's not the focal point. Like we don't need a scene of them, the camera rotating around them while they kiss. I look, where's Optimus Prime? Where's Megatron? Everybody else can go away, right? In this sense, even though it's a focal point in the movie, it's very much on the sides or the, you know, the edges. The what's really the movie about is about someone being able to survive in a post-apocalyptic world that isn't a downer. It's not. I mean, there's some sad stuff, true, but it's not a downer. Basically, I recommend everybody watch it. It's it has a lot of funny moments. The writing has, you know, is really good. And the creatures, the monsters themselves. Okay, that's one warning I'll say. If you are afraid of bugs, you don't like the look of them.
Yeah.
Don't watch.
So I'm not watching that.
Yeah, just don't. Because they do a really good job of making the creatures, even though they're giant and whatnot, they make them look real. And I can understand if you have like a phobia or if you have, you know, there's no spiders, thank goodness, but there are some bugs that, you know, I could, you know, you might feel away. You know, take a look at the trailer, and if the trailer doesn't freak you out, then maybe. But it's solid. It's really, really good, and I'm happy I bought it. it's on Vudu right now. Actually, Vudu has a sale going on for a lot of films that have come out recently. It's like their end-of-the-year sale, and, you know, it's some really good stuff on there. I'm actually going to be renting and, you know, buying some more stuff. I'm a big fan of Vudu. Well, yeah, I'm a big fan. they used to do this thing where, like, if you buy the physical copies of a film, they would also send you the code right away. But then when you got the movie in the mail, you also got a code in it. So I would end up giving it away to someone else. So you basically get like
Oh,
three versions of the film or three copies of the film.
yay.
So then I kind of got hooked. So I have like a library growing, and it's a part of Movies Anywhere. So I can watch it on like Apple or Google or whatever. Solid stuff. They're not paying me. I'm just, you know.
They're not paying you, but you're advertising for them anyway.
Exactly. As I mean, if they want a sponsor,
Hey, hey.
you know, you and Netflix, I'm looking at you guys. But no,
Serious.
it's I think I like to recommend things, because I figure, like, you know, why just keep it to myself? You know, let's share with everybody.
Yeah, I agree.
But that's essentially it. I've been watching like HBO stuff on HBO, the Fresh Prince again. I got all nostalgic from the reunion, and then also watching this film. It's Love and Monsters. Check that out.
Love and Monsters. Yeah, I will not be checking that out because I don't like dogs. So anyway, I'll let you tell me the story later. But yeah, not watching it. Sorry. Nope. Don't like bugs. Don't care for them
I
too much.
totally understand. I
Too
do.
much.
It was There's some creepy crawlies in there, but
Yep, not
it's hilarious.
not doing it. You know what I said one day when I found a bug in my apartment? First of all, I flipped shit. I went crazy, okay? I saw one of those house centipedes and snake of
Oh.
yeah, those. And let me tell you, I already had a bad experience with those. I've been traumatized.
Man.
And that like I have PTSD, okay, people. I just need to let you guys know as listeners that my mental health is extremely important to me, and I have a little bit of PTSD. Okay, I don't even know if you can say you have a little bit of PTSD. You just have it. It just is what it is,
Right.
okay? And so I react very, very differently when I am in the midst of one of those house centipedes. If I see one, you should not be around me because things might happen. Things might get thrown, stuff falls off of walls. Anything is a projectile. A human being is a projectile. I might have the strength of Samson, okay? And you standing next to me may become the projectile.
Now, I under you know what? I'm not even mad at you, because those things, I have to hold myself back. I have to, because I the desire to kill it with fire is very strong. And so I'm like, you know what? I haven't even finished paying this place off. I can't really burn it down right now. But like,
No.
it's strong though. It's very
Right?
strong. They're not they're creepy. They're mad creepy.
You know they're the world's like oldest bug.
See, that's some bull right there. Like, that's not That's extra
They
creepy.
lived through the thing that killed the dinosaurs.
See, that's when you're competing with roaches, that's just
Right?
I can't.
They're the only thing that like straight up eats roaches. Like, yeah, a bird might eat a roach or whatever, but no, they're apex predators. They have 100 legs. They freaking can beat, they can literally beat a racehorse.
Yeah, I don't want you to you, don't watch the movie. Just don't.
Not doing it. I'm already having problems right now. I actually just remembered that it was 9:40 and I need to go to sleep at some point. So what I'm going to try to do is think happy thoughts, rainbows, and unicorns.
All right, so moving on
Yeah.
from
Yes, clouds, my
the creepiness.
dog.
One of the things we wanted to talk about, which is pretty cool, and I didn't know this was happening until earlier today. I actually got a press release from Bandai Namco about Pac-Man tonight. And this has already happened, so if you're listening, this you missed it. But you can they do have a video, like, you can go check out on YouTube. But it's Comic-Con did their annual Character Hall of Fame, and they actually just started this 2019. The first person that was inducted was Batman, which is, I mean, you can't be mad at that. Maybe
Yeah,
Superman,
solid.
I can understand Superman. He's one of the, you know, early superheroes. But Batman, yeah, he's mad relevant, right? And so Pac-Man, though, happens to be the first video game character and the second character ever to be inducted. He was inducted tonight, or, well, you know, again, this is old, but he was inducted today around 4 p.m. PST, so that's 7 o'clock. And they had a, you know, a ceremony. It's not as cool as it would have been, you know, because of Corona and whatnot. But
Yeah.
essentially, they gave a tribute about his 40-year history in gaming and why he was one of gaming's first icons. And I think it's
Wait,
appropriate.
40 years.
Yeah, Pac-Man is
Dang.
he's an icon. Like,
He's only 2 years older than me.
see, you're telling your age again. We got
I'm gonna be sick.
see we got stuff made up saying that you're 20 and you just ruined it. I don't know.
I
I
don't
don't
know what
know.
to do. I'm sorry. I let everybody know things, and now I just honestly feel weak. I feel like just
It's okay
something.
though. It's okay. You know what? I feel like age is the appropriate time. Like I'm blessed to be able to be this because we know a lot of people who didn't make it to this point. So
They
I am
didn't.
happy to be the age that I am. And so and I'm happy for Pac-Man. Like he had I mean Pac-Man's had everything from, being in films. He is had his own TV show. He obviously he ruled the arcades, him and Miss Pac-Man. He had
And 3D.
Yeah, right? They have commemorative T-shirts and pins that people can purchase. You can actually participate in the virtual museum experience. You can go check out a lot of the stuff. If you don't know who Pac-Man is, you should. Or you don't know a lot about Pac-Man, you can actually go and take a tour, just like you could for Batman, and learn about the things that he's done as a video game character. Pretty awesome, pretty awesome. One of my favorite characters in gaming. And I understood it. When I heard about it, I understood. Like, 'cause I know a lot of people, especially in terms of current relevance, of picking Mario, he just had his 35th anniversary this year, of picking actually, yeah, Mario, some of the older people that are still around. Whereas Pac-Man, he doesn't have, I mean, he had the Google thing, he had the mobile phone games, but he hasn't had like a big game since. He does have the Netflix show, the new Pac-Man cartoon show, which is dope. But he's not on people's minds a whole lot outside of like what the Adam Sandler movie. But he should be respected. He did a lot in his time. I mean, I know I'm talking about him like he's a real person, but in terms
I
of
mean, he is, though. Like, just because he lives in a computer doesn't make him less real.
Wreck-It Ralph had to school me on that. Like he's dope. And so to be able to see that he, Bandai gets this, recognition is really dope. To be able to inform new people about Pac-Man and why it was such a cool thing was really dope. And the fact that they had a bunch of other things kicking off this year with Pac-Man to kind of end it on him being inducted into this with I assume it's going to be a big thing eventually. Like obviously it's small because we got two characters, but eventually this is going to be huge where it's like, oh, this is an honor to be in the Comic-Con museum. And yeah, I'm looking forward to checking out I didn't get to see the ceremony. I saw a little bit of the promotional stuff. I'm actually gonna go. I want to go check it out, being a fan of the character myself.
We'll Google it.
It's pretty great. It's pretty great. And I'll
Excited.
a fan of I mean my parents played Pac-Man like a lot. They competed.
Wow.
That's how yeah, like it was that's how I was introduced to Pac-Man. I was introduced via them playing it on well first in the arcade and then we had it on the Nintendo. And I also remember the cartoon. I have We this this was back in the day. We had the VCR, and you had to record stuff on TV to be able to see it again because you couldn't really buy it outright early on. And so yeah,
Not
we
how you
had to do that,
could
right? And yeah, so like the what was it USA Friday USA the USA train or whatever? It would be the Smurfs and G.I. Joe and Pac-Man was on there. So I'm happy. I'm happy.
Go Pac-Man. Go Pac-Man, go.
Speaking of early icons, what was one of the first games you ever played?
I'm pretty sure it was Space Invaders. I'm pretty sure it was.
Another classic.
And I was very young because I just remember playing at home And I swear it was on an Atari. And I mean, because if it wasn't, then I don't know. But we had some game system, and I'm pretty sure it was an Atari, and it was actually my older sister's. And yeah, I was just very young because we moved into my mom's house in 85. Again, age. I feel weak now. I really am. I definitely traumatized myself with the whole bug conversation, and now I am just like I'm sprawled out. I feel like I need a drink.
Oh,
Like
goodness.
I got some I got a bottle of Prosecco from work. Maybe I should go open it, but it's just not hard enough. But there's some Crown Royal little mini bottles in my kitchen. I should just drink all of those right now. I need something. But anyway, so we moved into my house around then, and I know we were young, and our playroom was in the basement. So we used to play that game, and there was, the little things, and they would kind of like move across the screen. The little things, and then you had to shoot them before they touched the bottom or something, whatever. That's the first video game I ever remember playing.
That's awesome. I actually played that late. I went backwards. The first game I played was Super Mario Brothers for the NES, and because I liked it so much, I went backwards. So I had cousins who had Atari, and I went and played those games. Asteroids was big for me. And then, then I went, so I went back and forth. I went through the arcade stuff with my dad, so we would play like beat 'em ups like Double Dragon, or we would play Pac-Man. Big fan of that. And Galaga. That was my dad's favorite game. So
I remember
I had to play a lot
sweet.
of Galaga. So yeah, Namco had a lot of, like, in terms of, I guess, gaming upbringing outside of Nintendo, it was Namco stuff.
Namco, Bandai. Yeah, they had a bunch of stuff. Like, I feel like I when I well after that, and I mean, I was really, really young when I played that game. So that the Asteroid game, and then obviously my brother got the Nintendo. So of course we played. So when we got the Nintendo, we got, I guess, a bundle, and so it came with the Super Mario, Duck Hunt, and the Power Pad. So we had the world's
Oh,
greatest athlete.
nice.
So we have the Power Pad, and your wife and the sisters used to come over our house and play on the Power Pad. And so we would always, like, we would meet in the basement, we'd all get in the basement and start playing. And the funny thing about it is that obviously your sisters-in-law run track, and so when they would when they
Oh,
would do the
gosh.
racing, they would like really be jumping hurdles. And
Wow.
they were, but you remember that if you play that game, if you run the track, and you're running against the racers, you can't jump like you're really jumping hurdles.
Right,
If you
right.
jump too high, you end up going slower.
Yeah.
And so they're like literally really jumping, like they're jumping hurdles.
Oh, gosh. I remember
Oh,
those pads, man. Like, I,
yeah.
interesting enough, when I was living in Germany, we had a, so for gym, this was before, like, 'cause like the big story with like consoles, like for instance the Wii, they brought them into like old folks' homes and stuff like that, so they can do the virtual bowling and stuff. So like, not saying that this was a precursor, but before that, my school brought in Nintendos with those pads and would have us do the track and field games on the pads in gym. Like,
Yeah, your school was cool.
it was, and granted, it was, 'cause like in Berlin, it gets really cold. So they were like, you know what? We're not going outside. We're gonna work up a sweat in here. And went into, the gymnasium, had all these TVs set up and those pads, and it was great. Looking back on that, those games were kind of bad. But, when you're running on the pad, it seems like you're doing it. It seems like, yeah, it's
Reality.
right. Like that and the power glove, like it seemed like you were doing it. And until you really tried to run and like realizing that the pity patty foot thing that you had to do to kind of like keep up, because you couldn't, you were just jogging in place for the most part.
Yeah, you're jogging in place and you had to make sure that you were in contact. Like,
right.
You had to know that you were stepping on the real thingamajiggers. You know, this thing had sensors in it. And you
Yes.
really, really had to do it. Like, you know, DDR had did not. DDR was like, hey, they taught us something. Let's improve upon it.
Right.
So, I mean, I remember racing Cheetah in the end, and I used to beat him. In the beginning, I couldn't beat Cheetah. You had to figure out how to do it. You had to actually hold on to something and then run. Like,
Yeah.
our Nintendo and TV was on top of a table, like a desk, a wobbly
Okay.
desk, definitely a cheap desk. And if you held on to that and then ran, you could win. I mean,
Ah.
technically, that was cheating,
Well,
but.
shoot. That's nothing cheating. I remember laying on the mat, like putting my knees on the mat and like hitting it with my hands.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna win the day.
That's hilarious.
Gosh. Speaking of
Yeah.
mats, we still have we have our Dance Dance mats too. We need to get the newer ones. They're the sensors are a little messed up with having to roll them up and stuff.
Oh yeah,
After a
okay.
while, they kind of get like kind of messed up. But we have ones for the PlayStation for Dance Dance, and I want to get some
Ooh.
more now that we have a basement. I have the space for it, but I wouldn't mind getting one of those pads just for nostalgia's sake, like.
If they're right, yeah, like if they're definitely around, I wouldn't mind because we ended up giving ours. Well, I shouldn't say we gave it because, like I said, the NES, the system was my brother's. It was
Yeah.
his. Like, yeah, we played it and everything because it was like, okay, it was in the family room, but then, you know, he got his own room and he moved it. Anyway, but he let a friend borrow his, borrow the power pad. And I
Oh,
never saw it.
okay.
So we, I, you know, like, you let friends borrow stuff and you never give it back. They, like, never give it back. And then,
Gotcha.
at least that's the last time I saw it. I feel like I asked him about it once. Like, he was like, oh, it was all messed up. I was like, first of all, I never remember that thing being messed up because we didn't play it enough to be messed up because we were always grounded. So, no, we didn't play it. That was not a thing. It was never messed up. The last time I saw that thing, it was not messed up. So, it got messed up when you took it somewhere. So, your memory of history is flawed.
That's
Mine is
always
just.
how it is, though. You let someone borrow something, man, and
Exactly.
that's why you gotta be secure in yourself that you
Yeah.
might not get this back.
You know?
Even though you should, though. But yeah,
Yeah.
that the power pad was great. The Nintendo system was just great. Like,
Yeah, it was dope.
'Cause even like I know I played Pac-Man, going back to Pac-Man for a sec, I played that on Atari and it wasn't the same. Because the arcade version, you know, when they release these to these different consoles and stuff, they have to tweak them to fit the console.
Yeah.
But the Nintendo one I felt was the closest to the actual arcade game. And it was really good.
That makes sense.
My dad actually bought a 'cause you know you can use like the little square controller that comes with the system. He bought a joystick for it.
Yeah.
So it'd be like more like the arcade. And I remember them like going back and forth, him and my mom for like the high score. Great times. Great
Did
times.
you ever have to like walk out of the room backwards and be like, so my parents are really into this right now? And
No, it was, you know what? Because my
yeah.
dad was like being in the military, you know, there were portions where he wasn't there. And
Yeah.
so it was one of those things when they came back, this was one of the things that they did to kind of hang out. They did a lot of like we rented a lot of films, like stuff that my dad hadn't seen to kind of catch him up. And, you know, things of that nature. But then they play video games, which is, you know,
Yeah.
kind of why I play video games. And
Yeah,
while my mom
makes
didn't play a lot, she did play
sense.
Pac-Man. And, you know, she got there was a lot of times where she had time to practice, I'll say that. But she had gotten her name up there in terms of like the top 10 or whatever.
Oh, she was proud.
Yeah, and my dad came back. He's like, "Yeah, I gotta get in there." So, yeah, it was cool to see. I really wish though that they wouldn't have their tournaments when I wanted to play because they didn't die. Like I was like, "Y'all gonna like do I have to unplug this thing?
Yeah.
Cause it's my turn. Like I've been waiting here
And they're
for a
like, hold
while."
on, son. Hold on.
Right, like it's you know, but then I got them back with Mario. They couldn't, you know, I never died in Mario, so they couldn't play. But yeah. Good stuff, good stuff. So,
Yeah.
aside from Pac-Man and gaming in general, one thing we wanted to talk about was Attack on Titan. We spoke a little bit about the last season in the previous episode of the cast. But today we're going to do spoiling of the first episode.
Yep, that's how it works here.
Yep, for the people who don't know, we picked the first episode because we figure that if it's spoiling it isn't a big deal because it's the first episode. Also, if you like it, you know, you like what we're saying, then you can go check it out for yourself and see the rest of the series.
Yeah.
So we figure, like, because, you know, people do they spoil the ending, and that's never fun. But the beginning is okay. You can kind of get by that. And so that's what we're going to do.
But we don't mind spoiling the end of Lost if you still never saw it, because it's trash.
Yeah, we'll save you time. We'll save you some time. We'll still say spoilers, though, to be nice. Yeah. But you don't watch that show.
Don't
or
do
Game
it.
Of Thrones. Don't.
Don't do that either. Yeah, don't do it, people.
Don't. It hurts. So first episode, season 4.
Yeah.
It's called
the final season.
Yes, the final season. It's called The Other Side of the Sea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. I said that before.
You said that last week.
Yep. I don't. I went back and read a synopsis on it just to kind of like get familiar with the names and stuff, because these are, for the most part, most of these are new characters. There are a few characters that are old, or either they're connected via time. And, you know, if you haven't been watching the series, just know that time goes kind of forward and backwards here with some of the characters based on their link to the Titans. And that's all I'm going to say about that, because I don't want to spoil that part. But because of that, the show moves back and forth. We'll just start somewhere. And this is where we started. And I believe it's the past just because of the places that they're talking about, where the Mideast Allied Forces are attempting to conquer Paradise Island. And I think it's Eldian soldiers.
So the Eldian soldiers are the ones that the Eldian soldiers are basically the bloodline, same people that are on Paradise Island, but they live in Marley.
Yes, yes. And they were, you know, they're treated poorly because they have a direct tie to the original Titans.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, they're afraid. So it's two things. It's like they're being used as kind of like super soldiers in a way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then they're also shunned because of their lineage. There's a little bit of jealousy at play. There's also fear where people don't, you know, they fear them. For good reason. I mean, not good reason in like you should
not
treat them poorly, but the fact that Titans eat people is kind of like, all right, I can see a little bit of why you fear them, you know what I mean? But a lot of that is because you treat them poorly, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And to better explain that, obviously it goes way back in time. The war goes way back in time when the Eldians and the Marley were fighting each other. I mean, it's like, okay, right Twix, left Twix, pick a side. Okay, I don't know whose side you really want to be on, but the Eldians are the ones that actually have the ability that the Titans were only in that bloodline of those people, that, you know, culture, whatever, of people you want to call them. And so, you know, whatever happened with the Titans and whatever happened with the Eldians conquering Marley and other places, Lord, I don't know, because it was never really clear.
Right.
But where we are now in the future, obviously, if people do understand as of last season, you know, what happened with Reiner, how Reiner and his group managed to get to Paradise Island.
Yeah.
And infiltrate and become soldiers. And do what they were supposed to be doing. You know, they were supposed to be kidnapping Eren the whole time. Well, they didn't know that it was Eren. Their mission was to find the founding Titan. That was their mission. They were supposed to bring it back, which they failed miserably at, and lost Titans on top of that.
Right.
And so as you fast forward and you go into this episode, mind you, like I said, I've already read the manga. So and like I said, the show really, really does help clarify some stuff, because the manga's confusing. It's very confusing. If you feel confused watching the show, just imagine how you feel like reading the manga. The manga's not animated, y'all. There's no voice. Okay? You're making the voices up. You're trying to figure out who's saying what. You're trying to figure out the translations, because not all the translations are very good. And you know, because I read it legally, and just saying, but like it's not all there, and it gets a little bit confusing, and sometimes like just the linear path of the story, it just doesn't make a lot of sense sometimes. You really do need to see it animated. I'll give credit to the show, to this episode, for being very well animated. Like the war, it's very good, and I have to say that I really feel like they're trying to bring this World War II vibe into the show. Like the way that they animated those bombs, like they were atomic bombs, like reminiscent of Japan being blown up by atomic bombs, and then also World War II having the Eldians walk around with those armbands, and the way that the Eldians are treated and how they were corralled basically into almost into concentration camps. So there's this idea about war, and then there's this idea about like sins of the father, you know, type thing, because it's like, okay, all of these people who are living right now had nothing to do with whatever war happened a long time ago. And so that's, and I know we've talked about this before when we talked about the show. So those are like the premises. But in this episode, where we are, we're in the future. We are in the future from where we left off in season three. And the way that it's done, the way that the show is run, it kind of gives you this idea. Like when you finally meet Reiner, you're like, oh snap, it's Reiner. He's got a mustache. Kind of like what I was saying last week. You're like, whoa, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Because when you start, it looks like you're in the past because, you know, these young kids, and you're like, oh, is this them when they were younger? And then you realize it's not because they all have different names. And then you also notice some machinery that seems very, very modern compared to what we saw in Paradise Island. Remember, Paradise Island is very, very back. They don't have access to the outside world, so they're doing stuff on their own. Remember when the Beast Titan was killing people, when he came up to Paradise Island, and he was like, oh, this is very clever. If you guys remember that, when he picked up the 3D maneuvering gear of somebody that he was trying to kill, and he was like, this is very clever. You guys have thought up of something, you know, whatever. Because they're sitting over on their side of the world with all kinds of newer technologies, whereas Paradise Island has been shut off from the world for 100 years and knows nothing.
Yeah, it has like a village vibe where like spoilers for that film if you haven't seen it, but you know, where it's like they make you believe that they're in the past or that they don't have access to the technology, but it makes it seem like that it doesn't exist, that it's too early, but in actuality is because they've been cut off from like the rest of the world.
Exactly. Kind of like those people on Sentinel Island, but that's okay. They're okay. Yeah, they're okay people. But so here we are, we're dealing with these little children, and you know what, like I'm sorry. Let me start it like this. The first scene. It's what's his face? Flock, what's his name? I forget his name. It's not Flock.
Falco.
It's not Falco, Falco. Laying there on the ground, mumbling. It is a Saving Private Ryan moment.
It is.
It's like ridiculous. He's mumbling, and the next thing you know, it's like, let's go. Like,
And bombs are blowing up, and it looks
mom,
like
goodbye.
you can liken it to like the Beach of Normandy type stuff.
Yes.
Like, yeah, it has that
Yes.
vibe.
And you're right. Beach of Normandy would be a great way to put it, because again, we are talking about World War II. Everything about this is like this reminiscent of World War II. You've got these weapons that aren't really, you know, super, super modern. You've got a freaking blimp in the sky.
Yeah,
You
that was
know,
crazy.
it is. And it was that very picturesque. So, and you've got the train tracks and all kinds of stuff. So it's like old at the same time, and then they're trying to like this like kind of reminiscent of this time where like, oh, life was good, you know. But you got these kids who are warriors, they're like 12 years old, 11 or whatever, and they're all sitting there trying to be like, yay, oh my God, I'm gonna be the one to inherit the next Titan, because for them it's honor. The reason is that the Eldians have been, you know, told that they are dirty, they're disgusting. disgusting. And the only way that they can prove themselves, and the only way that they're not going to be feared, and the only way that they can be part of normal Marley society and the rest of the world, is if they prove themselves by going to war, by fighting basically their own people.
Yeah.
And not just their own people. They also have to think that everybody who is on Paradise Island ran away. Like, oh, you know, you guys left us and you guys were bad people, so you escaped because you were plotting against Marley, and Marleyans have been good to us. Marleyans have let us stay here. Marleyans have made sure that we didn't starve. All this kind of like ridiculous
propaganda type stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And like, you know, World War II Jews and Germans type thing, you know, like it just, none of it is right. It's all wrong. And so these kids have decided to become soldiers to make their families proud, and they're like, yeah, I'm gonna inherit the Titans. Because if you remember, you probably learned a little bit of something about the length of time you can exist in if you are a Titan, and they said it's like 12 years.
Yeah.
So Reiner is coming up on the end of his time. And so his little sister, Gabby, is like, oh, I'm getting this Titan. Yeah, da, 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 da. I'm so hype. I'm good at this. She was so excited to blow up that train.
Yeah. And that was dope, though. The way she did it was pretty cool. She faked them out by dragging, you know, she was looking like she was injured. Like she was, you mm-hmm. know, almost like a civilian.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. was marching up to... Yeah, kind of like the beaches of Normandy. They had the kind of like the gun posts, or like the areas mm-hmm. where they would be encamped with, like, you know, enclosing over them with, like, you could just see out where the gun would be. And right. they're looking at her like, you know, should we shoot her? And they're like, well, she's injured. She doesn't look like a threat, but we don't know. She might be a Titan on the low. Should we, you know, they were going to, and then she falls. And it's mm-hmm. like, oh, well, maybe, you know, maybe we don't even have to shoot her. And, yep. you know, as that's happening, the train that is the threat, because it has all these guns on it, is getting closer to her position. Mm-hmm. And you see that she wasn't injured. She's dragging bombs behind her.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, she tosses them out and blows up the train throws it under the train so it blows up. And really, really well thought out in terms of, you know, being clever. She almost gets shot afterwards, but definitely, she definitely got the job done.
She did. She's a smart kid. She really is. She's definitely the type of kid who would make a good soldier, in the fact that she thinks quickly and she really wants to do it. And she has no problem dying for her country because she thinks that this is what she's supposed to do. Her older brother is cool. Her older brother has a Titan. Like, she's like, I want to do this. You know, Gabby is Reiner's younger sister. And Reiner is sitting there doing his same wishy-washy crap that he was doing when he was over on Paradise Island. And he's sitting there thinking, Gabby's my little sister. I don't want her to have to do this. I want to protect Gabby, X, Y, and Z. Yeah, if you wanted to protect Gabby, you would have taken her and ran, okay? Reiner, to me, this is my opinion, he's one of the worst people ever.
He's mad, conflicted, and confusing. And I can understand why all of his allies wants to punch him in his face at one point mm-hmm. or the other. Because mm-hmm. even on his, you know, the way they present it is like it's some type of holy mission.
Mm-hmm.
And he wavers. And granted, I can understand why, because you got to know these people, even though you were kind of undercover. But but then when it gets down to it, it's like you're betraying everyone. Because like your actions end up costing you, you know, your homie. But then on the flip side, you end up letting someone escape. Like it's so much of it, like, just be on one side already. Like,
pick. Either,
you know what I'm saying?
Left Twix or right Twix.
Right.
Left Twix or right Twix.
And ultimately, it's good in the sense that it's hard to tell who's the bad guys. Because everybody has kind of, like you said, like a lot of these people didn't have anything to do with the original wars that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
But because that they're a part of this lineage or a part of one side or the other, they end up being thrown into these fights. And mm-hmm. so I like the ambiguity there, in the sense that, like, I don't know who's who. And, you know, like, I really want to find out, like, why the walls isn't a thing anymore, seemingly. Like, we've gotten past the walls, being that we jumped ahead in time. So I kind of want to know what happens there, which I know they're gonna
Oh.
flashback,
Oh,
but
definitely they will.
you know what I mean? But like, I at the same time, it's like, man, like, who are you people? Like, I'm ready for that. You know, I hope that this isn't one of those things where they kind of like speed through it. Like, I need you to explain some stuff because
Yeah.
even what you're explaining, I get certain things that's happening and why certain people are fighting, but there are certain things that seemingly both sides know at the same time, and they're
Yeah.
not telling the
They're not
younger
telling
people. Yeah, us,
us.
it, us, because we're seeing it through the main character's eyes.
Yeah.
We don't know, and so it's like the elders know something, and they're not saying anything. And you know, the
Yeah.
previous season they got dethroned, but they're
Yeah.
keeping, they're holding it to themselves. And then the, you know, the founding titan, for whatever reason, every time the founding titan, their power gets passed down to the next person, they clam up, like, nope, not saying anything. I know I said I was gonna tell you, but once I found out what I
Yep.
found out, I'm like, yo, if y'all don't stop quantum leaping out this piece and
And
tell me what's happening. Seriously, like,
don't remember because I don't want to spoil anything. I just don't remember if in season three they talked about did they say in season three, did they give you the reasons why they clam up? Did they say anything?
all they did was say that everyone does it. Like, everyone who gets
Okay.
the founding titan in them clams up immediately and they're a
Yeah.
changed person. That's all they
Okay.
said.
All right. Well, yeah, keep watching.
Oh man, that's how they get you. That's how they hook you, man, 'cause
Yeah, because it doesn't make any sense. You're sitting here like, yeah, because the brothers, like the king and everything, and it was like the guy who in the last season, that one, in season three before what's her face, Historia takes over.
yeah.
But he's like, not saying anything. Sorry, not saying anything. They're like, what? But you try. You fought so hard. X, Y, and Z. Da, 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 da. And then it's like, yeah. And there's reason behind it. There is. Like, I remember when I read it, and I was like, oh, okay. And it's I don't know. There's this is what I've learned about Attack on Titan a lot. Only we've only gotten 4 seasons of it, so that's just it. I mean, we're only gonna have these 4 seasons, but.
Right.
I've noticed that the first episode gives you lots and lots and lots of, what do they call it? Not Skittles, Easter eggs or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
It gives you so many things that you'll never catch. You will never catch. And then the opening always gives you stuff. It gives you these little tidbits of things that you when you finally find out 13 episodes later, you're like, oh, I should have noticed that, shouldn't I?
Yeah, they do
So
that.
I was watching the opening, with like, my eyes were open trying to see little things. And I kind of was just distracted by the art because the explosions were so colorful.
Yeah, they did a they went all out for this, seemingly
Yeah.
for this season. You know,
Yeah.
typically we see, like, you know, the animation kind of go down a little bit, but not in this.
Not in this.
They wanted to make their
It went
final
up.
season. Yeah,
Yeah. They
exactly.
put a lot of money into it. There was a lot of colors. There was a lot of gradients. There was a lot of shading.
Yeah.
Like, there was a lot. Like, the whole thing. I'm actually excited about this change of scenery because you know how we spent the majority of the first 3 seasons behind the walls,
Yeah.
and then at the end, like they make it to the ocean, and it's like, what? This thing exists? But
Right.
here, yeah, and it's like, oh wow, that's so nice. I love the umi, yay. But which means see everybody if you didn't know that that means like see but when they're standing in the first I hope it's the first episode because I did catch the second episode too but they're standing next to the water like the general and what's his face like standing next to the water talking and
Yeah.
I'm like wow this is pretty. Like
Yeah.
the ocean was glowing and the shading, like the sunset light. I felt like I was watching a video game almost.
Yeah.
And it was
It's
just really nice. I appreciate that change of scenery.
a hard contrast to what came before, you know,
Yeah.
just smoke, debris, and bodies. Like,
Yeah.
you know, they
Lots of
definitely
blood.
changed some things up. And even though this was kind of, I mean, this was mad violent. Like,
Yeah. Oh, God.
The thing that the Beast Titan does in
Oh,
season three, where he
so
grabs the
bad.
rocks and like throws them, and they're like Like basically boulders that are made into missiles. You
Yeah.
know, the way he
Thank
was
you.
doing that at the ships was crazy.
So crazy. That's
You
his
know,
thing.
and it's interesting. I want to, but like you said, with the Easter eggs and everything, going back to that, like the fact that they do that so much is like, yo, just tell me.
Tell us.
Because I know what's going to happen, which is what happened in season 2 and 3, where they do a lot of exposition all at once, and then I have to stop it and go back because I'm like, okay, who was who begot who, was dating
Too much
who?
info.
Like, I don't, it's too much. I'm like, no, you need to, you have these final episodes. I don't mind if you stretch it out as long as you give me information per episode, but don't wait to episode 5 and dump everything on me and expecting me to remember these people, because you just introduce a whole new cast of people. Like,
It's hard to swallow, honestly. It is literally the last season and there's a whole new cast. It's just like Lost. Lost
yeah.
gave us like six characters and you're like, who are these people? No, we're not trying to do that. And that's one of the reasons why, like, every time I would say I'm reading the manga and I'm like, oh my God, it's dragging, it's dragging. It's like you wanted to make this totally super convoluted story, but it's like I'm done with the convolution. I don't need
Right.
it. You don't need it. You have enough story in the whole idea of the first season. There is so much stuff that you gave us that
Yeah.
you could have a story that is just more simple. It could be just way, way, way more simple. And it wouldn't be a simple story. It would still be extremely complex. And it
Right.
would still be all of us thinking. And we would want spin-offs. We would want spin-offs
Right.
because there's so much story that they could give us a whole backstory. They could give us a prequel to this story. We could
Yeah.
get a whole season. We could get 12 hardcore good episodes about the Founding Titan. That would be nice. That would be decent.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't mind it, but I don't think they're going to give that to us, to be fair, because they're giving us way too much stuff in this final. There's going to be a lot in this final season. It is a lot. Like, the manga is just full of stuff, and you're just like, my brain hurts. I just want to get through this OM to the G. Like, please just stop. And then when you keep going and you're like, oh, so this person's what? This person's working with this person? Wait, huh? Wait, what? Okay, so what does that mean? Well, who are you? Do you just want to kill everybody now then?
Yeah, like
Like, I'm at that point where I just really feel like where I got to, where I stopped reading, it was just like this emotion of just like, okay, I think this person just wants to stop fighting. The one of these people just want to stop fighting, okay? They just want to live out the rest of their couple of years. And then these other people are like, must kill everyone, world must end now. And you're like, well, what for? What
yeah.
if you guys just die? Like,
Yeah.
I don't get it.
They do that a
No.
lot too, with like, because there's so much of, I feel like it's this thing where, like, if you would just tell people stuff, life would be easier. I get it in the sense of like you're covering up a sin. Like something happened back in the day in order to, or not so much covering up a sin, but like trying to keep control. If we don't tell you what's happening and, you know, we keep it hush hush. As a means to control you. I totally get that because there's the thing that they talked about in season 3 where they were like, people are, the history is wrong. What they're teaching you is
If you're
wrong.
not
They're brainwashing you and all this other stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's mad intriguing because you know they always talk about, you know, the winners of a war is who writes the history about it, right? But in this case, you guys are constantly losing. What
Yeah,
is
you're
it that you
actually losers.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what is it that you are holding on to that could actually make it beneficial to keep brainwashing people? I mean, granted, they might rise up and kill you. I mean, that's a thing. But, like, beyond that, it's like you guys are losing. The walls are coming down. More and more Titans are showing up. They're smarter Titans. Your elite class of warriors are have turned against you. You know, you're like, at this point, it's like, yo, like, all right, look, this is what's happening, dog. Like, you know, we messed up and we put people in the walls and we shouldn't have did that. And so, you know, what do you want us to do? Like, come clean at this point. Because I feel like the higher ups on both sides know ultimately what's happening and they're not saying anything. And that's gonna, it's things are gonna implode where both sides are like, we're killing everyone. Like, we're just, and that's what it seems like it's coming down to. And I don't think you necessarily, I mean, I don't know. It might end spectacularly and I could be eating my words, but
No.
it feels like one of those things where all of this convoluted twist and turny stuff is going to get to a very basic ending and I'm going to be like, really?
Yeah. That's where I feel like we were headed, like even reading it, and that's why I was always complaining all the time. And I was like, just end it. I don't even care if the ending is basic because I just want it done because this is just dragging out.
Yeah.
But it's like I feel like when you do something like this, like Attack on Titan is phenomenal. It really, really is amazing. Just because of the way that they were able to tell a story so dark
Yeah.
and kind of just and keep us engaged, like for a good example, Berserk was a great story, and it turned out to be so dark and so horrible, like the way that the anime ends, and then we didn't get any more. Like
Yeah.
it's done, and it's not done, but because the manga still continued, but that's all we got, and it was like, oh my God, my heart's out of my chest. Like this is something where it's like, wow, this is dark, and it keeps going, and then there's clearly an ending. There's clearly a moral to this. Like we want to get to the end and we want to know, obviously we know we're going to lose more people. People will die, but that's war. So what are you teaching us?
Yeah.
And you as popular and as strong as the story started out and it continued to be, the hard part is ending on the same note. That is just 100% true. Everybody knows that, and a lot of animes are famous for ending terribly when they were so good. That's kind of like Japanese, I'm gonna say it like this. It feels very characteristically Japanese because how Japanese people don't like to say goodbye. Like that's a cultural thing. It's a
Yeah.
cultural thing. Like you don't say bye. Like you always say like I'll see you later. It's always like matane means I'll see you again. That's the way to say goodbye. You can say bye bye, which is the cute way, English way, but sayonara is not something that you really say to your family. Sayonara obviously means goodbye, but it's something that you say like when you're not supposed to see somebody anymore. So you can say sayonara to somebody that you may not really know or you knew, like maybe you were just spending a week with because at whatever work, who knows? But like when you leave your house in the morning, you don't say sayonara. You don't say that. You say itekimasu, I'm going to go and I'm going to come. That's what it means. Like we, I think we even say that in Gun. There's
Yeah.
a phrase that you say, "Ma mimba." Yeah, mimba means I'm going to go and I'm going to come.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. That's a cultural thing. You don't say goodbye like that. So I always attribute that to the horrible endings that I would find in Japanese stories, like dramas too. Japanese drama, J-drama, and anime all be ending horribly, horribly.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
I mean, there are definitely good ones. But yeah, like there's, but you know what? That's, I think that also, not even just that, but I think it's also like writing a show for so long and then trying to close it up. Cause there'll be times where like watching One Piece and I kind of see where the writer's going and I feel like it's gonna be amazing if he can pull it off, but there's this thing where like you kind of get ahead of your own story. Like you started out with a grand beginning, a grand middle, and a grand ending, but by the time you get to the middle, you've added all these extra things because you're like, you know what? You know, this sounds like this would be dope too. What if we put this in here? And you gotta wrap it all up at the end. And right. And then what happens when, well, in like Game of Thrones, if you know, your season is cut short, you know, the funding's not there anymore. Or you've grown tired, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many things that could come into play where it's like, I need to close this out. I need to do it proper. Did I take into account all the stuff that I added? You know what I mean? Like, and that, and then also the fans' hype, where you've taken, and that's why I like the shorter animes because it's like I'm not gonna keep it so hype. But like you add the fan hype, and it's like I don't know if you can end it on a good, like a proper way.
Can you land this triple axe? Like you started off strong, man. You opened your long program of the Winter Olympics
Yes.
in the ice skating, free skate, in the figure skating championship. You opened with a triple axel, double lutz, single toe loop. Okay. All right. And actually, people do quads now, so maybe I'm speaking speaking back in 1989 talk. But you can't end it on a quad.
Yeah.
You literally just did two triple axles and two triple toe loops back to back. You can't end the show on a quad, all right? You don't have the energy anymore. So for this guy, I'm just really hoping that Hajime Isaya has, like, literally storyboarded this thing all the way out to the end and knows, like, hey, this is how it's supposed to end, mad hardcore. Everybody's going to go up in flames, you know? You know what I mean? Like, that's the way Quentin Tarantino would end it.
It makes sense for the type of story that he's telling. And you know, it also, I'm hopeful because of the anime. I remember him saying that the anime was like a do-over for him.
And it should be, and because that, it's always a second chance.
Yeah, and the fact that, you know, the second season was better because of it. Like, he changed things from the manga. And so, like, I'm hoping that if he didn't land his set or whatever in the manga, that he does here. They're like, you get a second go. Like, the judges weren't looking for whatever reason, and, you know, the triple axel, you know, you tripped and fell. Like, they didn't see it, though. You got one more chance.
You know, you like when Tonya Harding tried to do her program again, because she said she saw, like, it was a screw on the ice, remember? She was like, oh my God. And then she's like, oh my God, my shoelaces came undone and my ankles are hurting really bad, so I couldn't skate. You've got to let me do it again. And then she was like, there's something on the ice. Apparently there actually was something on the ice. There really was. And so they let her skate again, but she didn't medal. So it was like, yeah, you had that person done. Took out Nancy Kerrigan's knee and you still didn't. Girl.
Facts. Girl. All that work for nothing. Like, if you go take someone's knee out, you got to get at least a bronze. Like, you can't.
Come on, man.
You took a knee out, fam. Like, that's not even.
Come on, man.
But, you know, she was scared. Like, there's no way you hired someone to clip somebody in, like, the most seen event, you know what I'm saying, with the Olympics. Like, that's just, people don't do that. Like, maybe Dark Alley, like, something happened on the way to the event. Yeah. You did it in the daggone tunnel. Like, what? She was super scared. She knew she wasn't going to medal. She knew it.
That was your roommate, though.
It's trifling. Like, just ridiculous. Totally. So, yeah, please don't go for the knee and screw this up. Like, just.
Yeah.
We need you to get a silver medal at least.
Yeah, with the get it ending. Together.
I'm looking forward to it, though. Yeah. I am looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to hearing more and seeing and learning the secrets. I just hope that we're not going to be making a podcast a few weeks from now and, like, did you see this shit? Like, I don't want to do that.
I really don't, because, like, I mean, every week, I'm going to say that every week that we should just have a running 5-minute, running 10-minute of AOT discussion every week, because I think we need to go over it. I think we need to talk. I think we need to say things out loud. I think we need to process our emotions, because, again, like, it does bring up a lot of emotions, like the show, just how much time we've dedicated into it, you know, just in our last several years of watching the show,
right?
And just, you know, also watching the things that have changed, and, you know, like, just watching the animation style change and all that kind of stuff, adding new care, like, even the new actors are here, like, freaking Aya Hirano is voicing Gabby. Like, I could tell just by listening to her. Oh, that's Izumiya right there, you know. And I'm like, there she go again. You know, because she's good. She's good when she gets, like, fervent. Like, when she's crazy, when she's like, that's when Aya shines. That's when she shines. Like, when she's doing crazy stuff. Otherwise, she can be mad annoying. That's not the point. But, like, I just think that every week we really need to dig down. We need to talk about this. Like, we need to just be like, look, this is what happened. And, like, freaking, what's his face? The what's it called? Titan is back.
Which one?
Ymir's Titan.
The Armor Titan?
No. Ymir's, remember they called Ymir's Titan the Dancing Titan when she was a Titan?
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know? And like, I know a lot of people when they get to, because that's episode one, you do get to see it. But I don't know if everybody realizes it's Ymir's Titan until episode two.
Yeah.
So I just want for people to be like, I want to know what people are thinking, because there shouldn't be anybody who never liked Ymir. you know? Kira
Right.
was awesome. I love the fact that she like she was in love with Krista, you know? I loved that. It was so great. And that how she just willingly gave herself up. That's what was so sad in that season. She just willingly gave herself up to the guys to take her back to wherever they came from because she wanted to know the truth. That's what she said.
I mean, she's like us. Like, we want to know already. Like,
Yeah. I mean, she
sheesh.
didn't fight for her life. She wanted Krista to be safe,
Right.
Historia. You know, she wanted her to be safe, and she was like, "You find your own path, and I'll go find mine. Mine is to find out where I came from." And she kind of just gave up. Like she didn't want to fight anymore. She didn't want to, like, it wasn't even like, "Okay, let me stay by Krista's side. Like she needs me." It's like, "You have your own path. I love you, and I'm gonna go."
Yeah.
That was so sad to me. I was like, no, Ymir, don't do this. Like, you know that they're not gonna let you live.
Yeah.
And
All she figured was like, as long as I get the truth by the time I, go.
yeah.
And she did help her friend at the same time, so it's like it's a plus plus. I can totally understand it, because the other outside, the other side of the coin is just dying in a war that you don't even know what you're fighting for.
Yeah, she didn't know. She said it. She had no idea what she was fighting for, and like staying on the side of the Paradise Island was like, look, the only reason why I'm here, the only reason why I'm here is because some people found, like, I lived over wherever. Some people found me, started worshiping me. I got caught up in all this nonsense. They turned me into a titan, and then I ate somebody.
Right.
Like, literally, that's how I got here. And I've been alive way too long. I don't know any, like, I've always been scrapping. I've always been trying to fight for my own existence or the purpose of my own existence. I'm an orphan. I'm a bastard. I'm X, Y, and Z. Chris is the only person who ever showed me love unconditionally. And you know what? She's done enough for me. Now I'm gonna find out what the world means for myself and walked willingly into her death. I just thought it was so sad. And so and also kind of like powerful that this
Yeah.
woman was deciding her own fate. She wanted to go out on her own terms. And then, you know, most people would be they're watching the show and they're just like, okay, well, whatever. And then here you go, first episode of the next season, and you see a Titan that doesn't look like her. So a lot of people probably didn't realize that that was Ymir's Titan. But if you watch the show carefully, you realize, like, you remember the scene where Ymir was pulling the bricks out of the tower and throwing them.
Yeah.
She was using her nails and stuff, and that's Galliard's Titan. You know, you see his nails. Like the first time a Galliard shows up, you see his nails. But he looks so different because he has this mask on his. It looks like he's wearing a mask on his face. So it's very different than Ymir's Titan, which was just like a lot of teeth.
Right.
They call him the Dancing Titan, and Galliard, they call him the Jaws Titan or whatever they call him. So, you know, just I know people are probably like way confused. They're like, ooh, new Titans. Nah, that ain't new. That's just somebody new.
Right. I mean, now there seems to be a new Titan at the very least, or a different, similar to like the guy wearing the mask, but the Titan that had was carrying people on his back, and they had
The
like
card
guns and
Titan.
stuff. Because the other one, I remember there being the giant Titan that was like eating the earth as he was crawling, from season
Oh,
three.
he was not a real Titan though. He was he you mean what's her face's uncle? Krista's uncle?
Was it his uncle? The one that
Yeah,
was.
that's like Historia's uncle or dad or somebody, the one who was trying to make her into a Titan.
Okay. No. That's not
Not
the same
him?
guy. The guy who
Oh.
was crawling, like, they saw him off in the distance and he was just crawling on the ground, but he was destroying the earth as he was crawling. Like, he couldn't stand upright. That's how big he was. That guy who had the people, he was carrying the people on his back, reminded me of him. And I know he ended up dying because, like, they showed, I want to say, like his skeleton, and because he's so big, the people can walk like in between his ribs and stuff. But
Oh.
yeah, like that's who he reminded me of. So there, but then it's like I don't know if these are true Titans, because you know that the Beast Titan guy can like scream and make people into
Yeah,
Titans,
he
which is
makes
like
people into
crazy.
Titans. And to make that make more sense, so the thing is, everybody probably watched that, and a lot of people probably didn't understand because I don't think last season they gave any explanation to that. I think that's a new thing that you saw this season, right? So the explanation of that will come. And I thought it was very interesting that they chose to put that in the first episode because I don't remember reading that in the manga, like them showing that his scream is what did that. Whereas in the anime, they showed that his scream activated their titanism. But in the manga, they don't make it a point to show that. Unless I missed it, unless I forgot, because again, I do find the manga very traumatizing.
Well, all of it's traumatizing, to
Very
be
traumatizing.
fair.
It's traumatizing, but not just because I was like, oh my God, the story's so good. Traumatizing because it's just hurting because it's taking too long. It's like, you
Yeah.
know, I complained week after week. I'm like, oh my God, I hate this thing. But no, I don't remember them making that big of a deal, but it went well for the anime. I think it was like, oh wow, what? Because that's also something that was extremely confusing because nobody knew that he had that power. Beast Titan showed up in season three like mad powerful. We're like, oh my God, what is he doing? Da, da, da. He can talk. He can make people do stuff. He's talking to people. He's like, go. He's controlling people. It's like, what kind of nonsense is this? We thought Eren was cool as heck when he punched the Titan in the hand and then everybody else went after it. You know? And, you know, we all know what significance that was. At least I hope so, because now I'm starting to forget what happened when, and I hope people understand the significance. People do understand the significance of that moment, right?
I mean, well, season three showed how Eren like screamed and caused the lesser Titans to
Yes.
obey. So there was a link there. Like he did something that other Titans couldn't do. And
Okay.
they it was like a ha-ha moment, and they kind of went quiet after that.
So are we not at the point where they explained just the fact of him touching that other Titan?
They show it, but they
Once.
don't explain it. Like it's
Okay.
the same thing with him. You know, he finally got into his father's basement. They showed a bunch of
Basement.
stuff, and you know, at that point, they started jumping through time again, and so. Going towards the end of the episode or the end of that season, you realize, oh, they're connected. Like the Titans or the people who are connected through time see time fluidly.
Yeah.
And that he is special in some kind of way, and that he
Yeah.
was made a Titan by his dad, but you don't, that's it. They just stop it right there. Like in, you
Stop
know,
right there.
cue the credits. I'm like, you mother, like, yeah.
Yeah,
So
I know. And then here we are. We start like 5 years later,
yeah,
you
that's.
know.
I hate the 5-year jumps.
I know. It's a hot effing mess. And that's why I'm like, people, I mean, I'm with you guys. I'm watching it every week with you guys, and we'll suffer together, not in silence. But we will suffer together. We'll watch this, and I know most people are watching it like, what's going on? Obviously, I'm watching it with a little bit of info since I read the manga, but it doesn't make it less painful. It does. It makes it a little better for me, seeing as the anime is better. But like I said last week, it's just as confusing because you had the exact same reaction that I did when I read it. You're like, who the heck are these people and what the hell is happening? And I understand that the first episode has all intention of making people say what the hell is happening so that they'll keep watching. But I don't think that the authors and the directors, I just don't think that they understand how weary we are.
It's this show has been beating people down for a while.
Yeah,
So
it's a
like
lot to take.
it is, and it's a lot to digest, and so jumping, it's worse than other shows that do it. Like
Yeah.
it rattles some things in your
Yeah.
brain.
You just want to understand. Like, it was hard enough understanding where these big people came from. Now you want us to do some other nonsense? You want us to know where we are in time? Nah,
Not even
man.
like 5 years later, like none of that. Like just like, yeah, you'll find out when you find out. Like,
Right.
oh, I hate all of you. Anyways, so that is our cast for tonight. We got a little deep into the details, and I know that might be confusing. If you've never watched Attack on Titan, I suggest checking it out. You can watch the first season on Netflix pretty easy. Crunchyroll has all the seasons right now for
Go to
free,
Hulu.
and Hulu. So check those out, and when you come back, you'll understand a little bit better. But we want for the people who understand where we are, you totally get what we're talking about, and you probably felt the same way we did. Let us know what you thought of the first episode with, without spoiling. I haven't seen the second episode yet, so I'm gonna go watch that later. But let us know what you thought. If you were confused as well, if you feel the same way about Rainer and his cousin Gabby, like if you feel the way, let us know. And if you want us to keep talking about the show going forward, let us know.
Oh yeah. And we, you know what? We don't care if you want us to or not. We're doing it every week.
Facts.
Side
We're talking
by
about
side.
Attack on Titan. We're allowed. It's the last season. It's 2020. Shut up.
Thank you. Give us
Beyond
something to be happy about.
Right. Beyond that, thanks for hanging out with us. Feel free to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you know when all the new content is going up on the site. We started a new streaming, I guess, thing where me and my wife streams cooperative games, and we did beat 'em ups last week, and this past Monday we played the Bug Butcher, which is like a classic game. If you played Super Buster Bros, you know what I'm talking about. If not, go check that out. That's on the site, on the YouTube page, United Front Gaming. I played more of Control on my Tuesday night stream. We also have Saturday night streams that are coming up on Saturday. So a ton of stuff, a ton of different content. Hopefully some of it sticks. I think a lot of it's good. If you just like the cast, though, we feel you. No worries. We're eventually going to put the cast on different DSPs, so like Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, things of that nature. That's coming up pretty soon in the next year. So if you stuck with us, or you plan on it, but you hated watching the video game stuff. Although the last podcast, I won twice in Fortnite. So hopefully you
What?
watched that. Yeah, it actually happened while I was, we were recording, and I was like, you know what, let me record some video. And I was like, I talked about Fortnite, so let me play that. And I won twice, one of them by myself. So definitely check that out. But I understand if you don't want to, if the video game stuff is a little confusing, you can't follow it and follow us talking. No worries. We're gonna have just the audio that you can listen to and get our RSS feed and all that good stuff in the near future. So stick with us. Yes. Beyond that, I think that's it for housekeeping. Oh, nope. I almost did it. I finally finished my review of Yakuza Like a Dragon. It's up on our website, unitedfrontgaming.com. If you remember, I actually stepped down from the site as editor in chief, and so we're using it as a living resume of sorts. But we did say that we would do reviews here and there if we felt like it. I actually got a code from Sega to play the game, and so I went ahead and did my review. And sneak peek, it's awesome. I gave it a 9 out of 10. The game is mad long, and it is extreme, like it's melodramatic. It's anime, basically. The story is great, though. And if you can't beat it, if you don't want to play it, definitely go check out. I'm pretty sure onto YouTube they have people just showing all the cutscenes. You can get a lot of it from the cutscenes. The story is great, great, great. Definitely a good RPG. I'm still playing it, actually, and I've beaten it, so that should let you know. But beyond that, I think that's it for housekeeping.
All right. That's cool. I don't really have anything for you guys except the same thing that I tell you every week. So yeah, that's really it. Just do the same thing that I tell you every week. Just keep doing it. I feel like I shouldn't have to say it again. But I don't know. I feel like maybe I should just let Hermione say it. No, she doesn't want to. Actually, you know what the worst part is? I literally just said her name. I'm like, and then she just put her head down and looked at me like, yeah, sorry, girl. Like she doesn't get paid for this. You have free rent, Hermione.
I know,
Free rent.
right? And she's trying to steal the blanket.
Totally. All she's been doing, taking space. This bed isn't big enough for the both of us. Anywho, people. Thanks for listening to us for another night. We hope we didn't bore you too much. But if we did, tell us what you want us to talk about. We'd appreciate that. And then we can talk about it sometime. Also with 5 minutes of Attack on Titan. So remember, everybody, same thing as I say every week. No, Pinky, we are not going to try to take over the world. But we are going to ask you to wear a mask. And we are going to ask you to wash your hands. And we are going to ask you to wash your butts. Why? Yes. Because it's the same thing we do every week. There's just no difference in that. So yeah, do all those things.
Yes.
Be kind. Be nice to people. Don't spit in people's faces. It has COVID in it. And
oh God. Just
I'm just saying, you know, some people, it's just and they spit talk. So wear your mask. Okay. It's important. Wash your hands, wash your butts, and wear protective clothing. And COVID's rising, so just stay home if you can. Zoom it out and don't be fat and lazy just because you're at home, guys. Just still take a walk. And if you can, if it's safe, we care about you all. We love you all. We love our first responders. We love our essential workers, grocery store people, people who work in the video game store, just everybody. We really are so happy that, you know, we're trying to be normal people in this really, really hard time. So just remember, there are lots of people out here, people who don't have food and people who are alone for the holidays. So just be thankful and reach out to people if you can. Tell them you care. Tell them you love about them. You know, text and video because, you know, COVID. So don't go to any parties. Don't go to any Christmas parties. Don't go to any New Year's parties. Party. Stay home. Do it. Stay home. We love it. We're going to stay home, too. I stay home all the time. No, I go to work every day. So that's a lie. Yeah. Anyway, we're done talking your ears off, you guys. Thanks so much for listening to us. We will see you next week. Have a great week. Stay safe. Be good. We love you. Bye-bye.